At a group of apartments near the old Fourth Ward Park, a worker digs salt out of a bag and sprinkles it on stairs that are covered in solid ice. There aren't many other signs of life nearby, but Johannes Jared is out taking a walk. His commute home from Kennesaw took 2 hours Tuesday. It normally takes about 35 minutes.
I left way earlier than usual because of the snow. And yeah, that's actually lucky because I heard a lot of stories that they got stuck overnight on the interstate.
Jared is originally from Austria, so he says what happened yesterday seems a little strange.
It's crazy because, I mean, we have like 10 times or 20 times more snow and everything works just fine, but that's the south, it's like not used to snow.
Christian Nieto, on his way to get coffee, agreed Atlanta wasn't ready for the storm. He works for Jimmy John's and was delivering food on his bike when the snow started falling.
It was just chaos. No one really knew how to drive in it. I didn't know how to ride my bike in it. You know, my bike isn't made for that, so I got off the roads as fast as I could.
But not before a brush with danger.
I fell over in Midtown off of 8th Street right in front of a car. Yeah, they hit on their brakes and they just slid and they just kind of bumped me. And I was just like, okay, I don't even want to be out here.
Nieto says he couldn't finish his shift. He still works for the sandwich shop, but said he's taking today off. Martha Dalton, WABE News.